Oops, I don't think the pointer did much. Plus is less. Good you shot. He takes 3 points.
That's all, you can take that.
Nope.
On deadly damage.
He's down?
He's down.
Aha!
Like a rock.
He's exactly at zero.
Now let's just step on him. Anyway, here we go.
Oh, good thing it fell after the girl over.
He's actually pretty strong.
Ultraman?
Yeah.
I assume Ultraman would be pretty strong.
He does have to keep his own weight off the ground.
Suck another power. 12.
Okay, so it's minus my normal. Okay. So he uses his. It hits his force shield. And his face. Your turn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Here you go. That's pretty good, 13.
What's your roll last time?
18.
Okay, you don't do any damage.
Okay. Well, that was 11. Deadly damage.
I'm here. What's going on?
That's really rad to hear.
My rubet is down. I'm still half a mile away.
No. You're real close. You're like 100 yards.
You're only 100
yards. Okay. You're right there.
You're like still in the marina. Maybe you're wet. Or decapitated.
You're all... or decapitated.
Oh, your body's right there. You're half a mile yards away.
Ah.
I'm just pointing out there's a lot of really dangerous tight lines in a marina. When flying through a marina can be very dangerous.
Unless you're a superhero.
So you'd be hard pressed to throw something 100 yards in a marina and not decapitate something.
Decapitate something? That'd be really tough.
No.
Like the Hulk. Oh, you're the Hulk.
You're the Hulk.
So he attacks you, Ruth.
Perfect.
With his standard ray.
Death ray.
Bounces off your shield. Your turn.
Hello, Wu. Or Rad. My dad wanted to tell you that he went to the wedding of Wu today.
What?
The wedding of Wu. He went to the wedding of Wu. Apparently somebody made a geocache and called it the wedding of Wu. I wanted to tell you that he enjoyed your honeymoon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Should I shoot it or try to suck?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know.
Duck shoot?
9.
Duck shoot?
Duck shoot.
Okay. You get a sport shield. Dave.
Yeah.
Rad. Oh, no. Peter.
Peter. I'll use my killing blow against Ultraman.
What?
Quack! Have you had my fly around his head?
TV powers?
Well.
He's also.
Really?
Yeah. No, not really. Who else are you going to do? Or Rat?
I see. That's Ultraman. Why are we fighting Ultraman?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Nah, I guess I'll shoot it.
Right. Fighting for the further.
Well, so after his robot went down, it still stayed and still fighting?
This round, yes.
I'll shoot it.
Perhaps it should leave.
Let it leave.
You know.
Oh, wait a minute. We don't actually know what's after the robot, do we?
He just say that.
Oh, fuck.
He said, the robot must die. I'll shoot it. Well, if he's still around and fighting us, we should shoot it.
The robot's dead. I claim victory, he said.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't shoot it.
Shoot the damn thing.
They leave before we defeat you.
It leaves. It leaves.
Okay, make a roll.
Persuasion roll?
Kind of intimidating way.
Apparently everybody but good.
Yeah, that's
in your
good.
Squeaky voice.
Yeah, last
go, go!
Last week,
is that going?
I used my considerable persuasive ability to try to talk somebody into Shannon walked up. I don't have any skill in this, but could you please leave?
No, he's got skill.
He's got persuasion.
Yeah, he's got charisma as well. Could you please leave? Please?
I got a plus for winning, too. You're the winner.
Good thing I wasn't there.
I role-played it, didn't I?
Look what that gets you.
I'm going to go down.
Although I was amused at my fumble at the very end.
Well, not the fumble in the middle or the fumble at the beginning.
How many fumbles did I have left now?
Three, I think.
Three?
I fumbled one.
Does he
did
leave?
I fumble one? Yeah, I fumbled one.
After I tell him? Which means the next round.
No.
Oh, man.
So perhaps she should leave. Mm. Yeah, let's stay a couple more rounds.
It is a party.
It's true. That's the only hit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hits for a robot.
Nice.
No, he'll miss you because you dodge.
I zig, I zag. I'm a maniac.
Unless. No.
Yeah, I should have. Well, I'm a maniac. I haven't tried to use my new power.
I should no! And, shit. I should.
Okay.
Is he your father? Did you say that? Is that why you say no?
I'm your daddy.
Don't scream originally, but
okay, you go across over this force field.
Don't scream now, but 10 years from now.
Yeah, 10 years later. We just didn't hear it back then. We didn't hear it back then.
Yeah. It was then.
Uh-oh.
Double ones, I get to roll up. Shit.
That's pretty good. Two double ones in a row.
11.
Man, you suck.
Wow.
That's a first.
You slash your own head off.
What's my head
doing
over there?
So you swing at him and he slaps your sword away.
So 11
flies off.
2 plus
and into
2.
The water.
Wow.
Boom. And sink. So go, go.
Tink.
So 11 plus 2 plus 2, right? That's 15.
What do you want to do?
11.
Yeah, go. It's 15.
I'll shoot it. Obviously, so I'm leaving.
Hey, bro.
Cool. Fuck. Let's see. This is round 9.
Wait, I hit it if it's 5 or 6.
Okay. Thank you. I'll tell.
Yeah, but you're still in different right. Body.
Cool. Thanks, sir.
Dang it.
Which is the problem?
What's OV and the RV?
When you hit him, it was
9 and 22.
No, no, no. When you hit him, it was 7.
Yeah, having a TV that evil, being a TV.
So normally it's 9 and 22, right? So if more people hit it, it goes down.
Yeah. So it was 3 and 13.
Hey Jeff, can you report on the Discovery Channel 9 o'clock on Sunday?
I don't get Discovery Channel.
You don't get the Discovery Channel.
I don't have cable. So
have
to
do with
if you guys can you record something in there on Sunday?
Tomorrow?
Sunday.
9 p.m.
Probably. Maybe.
Alright. My brother's going to be on something called Anatomy of a Shark Attack.
Alright.
Yeah.
Did the shark attack him?
He was attacked.
No, he was just tired of splashing the water.
Alright.
For a documentary on Discovery.
Shark Week?
You can, I'll call somebody else.
Shark Week?
Yeah, Shark Week. Actually, opening 9 is Shark Week. We know it's got to be good.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
Sunday.
Should be Sunday.
Wait, tomorrow's Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
You mean,
so you say tomorrow, and I say Sunday, that means not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool.
Oh, not good. Sunday.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
I actually don't know for a fact, but I'll make sure that it is 9 o'clock. Like you said, he said 9 o'clock on Sunday, and then he told me Anatomy of a Shark Attack. He was wrong. He originally told me about tomorrow. How would you know that? But originally he said it was tomorrow, and he was wrong, because tomorrow is the day before Shark Week starts.
Okay.
That's why the movie was nuts.
I should be able to do it.
Okay.
I may have to change some connections. Mm-hmm. We have 2 connections coming in from the cable.
Well, I can probably call my brother-in-law and ask him.
Oh, so he tried to hit you.
Like, I should call my dad and have him record it.
That's 9, you're dead.
3.
It's a 3!
I didn't change
it. Up, you should have let it go.
No, it stopped right here.
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
was it a 3?
It up. Yeah, it's 3.
Okay, cool. And then you have like a 7 deck or a 9 deck?
7.
Actually, I have it now. 7. Energy absorption 1. You could actually absorb this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Well, let's see how much damage it is first.
That's two.
You might do more than that. Let's see. 9, risk 7. We've got one column shift. So it does 4 points. So if you negate 3, you can absorb the last one.
Hey, that's kind of cool. I should try that. Alright, absorb 1. So what does that do?
So because you have a power reserve after that?
Yeah.
You can immediately add one to one of your...
Wait, is it radiation?
Yeah.
It is radiation?
It is a radiation attack.
Wow. Amazing. Didn't think I was going to use this. So I can do what now?
So you can add one to one of your abilities that are linked to the power reserve.
Okay.
Which I think is everything.
Yeah, you bring that. No, it's just... here.
Oh, bomb, energy blast. Oh, and then you can add more if you want.
Okay.
So you can make your bomber energy blast 1 point better for the rest of the combat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, rest of the combat. That's pretty cool. Hey, this is kind of useful, I think.
Once you get higher, yeah. Of course, you have to get attacked by energy. By radiation.
Radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's like a nuclear meltdown on one of the plants.
That's true. You could do that, something like that.
Yeah.
I watch it record me on the Discovery Channel tomorrow night.
Yeah, I thought it was
Sunday.
Steve's on a show
called Anatomy of a Shark Attack.
So what are we doing?
So he attacks
you.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm going to
suck the other
white
one. Can't
do that. You said only offensive power.
Oh, okay.
This is a documentary.
Shoot.
He's out in the west.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea what he's
pulling,
but he told me about it last week.
He's dead.
Wow.
Dead.
He got 4, 5, 6, 7 column shifts. He's got a 21 body.
But I'm sure later on, he's the one of you is going to get
pulled
down. Exactly. So, Anatomy of Shark Attack,
every
channel.
How much?
28.
Okay.
I thought you were doing this for me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. Okay, so he took 7 points.
Is it dead?
He uses more hero points.
No.
This time he's going to use hero.
He didn't do it last time?
Oh, sometimes I forget.
How many tons.
It's an ultra human act. It's lots. No, it's Ultra Humanite and Ultra Man combined.
Ultra Humanite. What is Ultra Humanite?
Yes.
So, I asked Tinkerbell to go get my solar for me, because I can't.
Okay. Big roll.
You can't swim.
Alright.
Roll two.
88. 16.
22, 29. Okay. The door comes back up. And you grab it.
Oh, I thought it was going to take a while.
You rolled high.
I thought I asked her to do that. It's the custom.
It's a function, man.
Seemed very comic book-like.
Oh, well. Okay, Brad, what do you want to do?
Think.
I use my newfound power.
One extra point.
Yeah, baby. If you shoot me again, I might get another point.
No, you can only have one.
What?
Yeah. You can keep absorbing, but it's not going to increase your power reserve.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Huh. So I have to up my power reserve if I can... Get to Alright, I'll just shoot him.
Okay.
Wait, maybe it's... If I can get inside...
Inside Ultraman?
Yeah.
Cool.
which end?
Maybe he has a chest plate.
I was just watching South Park. The episode where the shark food up their butt and watch that one?
No. I'm seeing very little. But damn it, one day I'll have cable and I will watch them all. And then they got Netflix. Maybe I should have DVD Netflix. I'm sure they got them on DVD.
First season.
Alright, I'll shoot it.
shows like 5 CDs.
He's gonna do any polishes? No damage. His little light thing starts going. But you know, it doesn't mean anything to you people.
He's been called.
Doesn't it? How do you know it doesn't? Maybe we should roll.
Okay, go ahead and roll. That's true. You have revived. You should definitely roll. You're a scientist. You can roll. You can roll just for the hell of it.
Like I care.
Whoa.
88.
94.
Okay,
I have 6. I have 8. No, it's just a light. You think it's some kind of night light.
42.
Okay.
It is a night light.
That's obviously a warning mechanism saying that he's running out of power.
Hero points is what I think.
No, just a
power.
So you think, you know, if you can just kind of like, you know, somehow make him stay before he notices, and then he'll run, he'll get a lot weaker, and then you can take him.
Awesome.
Anyways, he goes first.
Use 20 points and get the robot back up.
I don't have 20 points. Can we use 20 points?
I can use 20 points.
Yeah, I could too, but fuck if I'm going to. I had 240 last week. I had 40
now. Hey, you got some stuff.
That's what I did.
I wrote it down.
I'm not
actually, I have extra points I need you, so it's not quite true.
Really?
I have 40.
You give me 42.
Yeah, 49.
You give me 42. It's exactly how many points it takes to bring two people back to life.
You got a communicator? You got a body?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Your charisma went up?
My charisma went up?
Your charisma's still went up from 0 to 1.
Wow.
Soon you'll have it at a, you know, good enough number to actually be useful.
Does the charisma have to be higher than, like, some kind of skill?
So the power reserve thing doesn't go away, right? Once you absorb it, it's in there. So you have to, like, actually increase
once
the power.
Once your charisma gets to 2 points, it equals your natural roll. Yeah, your natural position.
So
what?
Power reserves don't go away, right? Once you absorb it,
it's supposed to, it lasts as long as the amount of energy absorbed. So it's supposed to, you only serve 1 point, it lasts 1 AP a time, which is 2 rounds. But I'll just say the rest of the combat.
Okay, so
if you have 10, it'll last an hour when you absorb 10
and everything,
points.
And everything will go up by 10?
No, you split it up.
Oh, okay.
You can say 5 to this power, 2 to this power.
Okay. Okay, got it. That's not bad.
Yeah, and you can wait. And you can
it's
change.
Costly,
and you can change it around from round to round.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Change the points.
Yeah. So at the start of the round, you can say everything goes to whatever.
And it's half and half.
Or half and half, or whatever.
No, half point.
Yeah, but no. Then we'll start doing weird things. Like I'll make big guns specifically to shoot at you for you to absorb.
No, they might kill me.
Yeah, someday you'll accidentally roll too high or something.
Just don't roll up.
You kill your friend.
Well, but unless you roll up.
What would you call that?
Spiteful.
Three syllable word starts with a C. And with a shush.
Castration?
What does it mean?
I don't know. Yeah, call Donald.
Just call Donald.
Call Donald so he can define it for me.
Okay.
Bastard.
What do you do?
Anyways,
they were banding about capricious for some reason. And whatever reason, he decided to turn to me and say, "Would you like me to define it for you?"
And you said?
I should have said.
Me too.
I said nothing. I was shocked because he's an ass. I was shocked by his ass. Benign behavior.
Ass
illness?
Ass illness?
Ass illness? He tries to hit you again.
What? Man. Hey, but so once I absorb 1 point, can I absorb more? It just won't do anything?
Yep.
Okay.
You can keep absorbing 1 point at a time.
That's good.
It just won't do anything.
What I should have done, of course, was here, I'll use it in a second. Let me hit you. Hit your capricious ass. That's what I should have done. Didn't do it.
Yep, obviously.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Someday, one of us will say that.
It's probably because, you know. Kimberly was walking through the room and I missed the, you know, daggers of hate.
Daggers of hate?
Yeah.
Cool.
Didn't you get the email?
Oh, don't tell me you haven't got your email, man.
From Shannon?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, you just
What dagger?
Kimberly and Donald had a falling out or whatever.
Yeah, but it just
a loss or something.
Dental loss.
Yeah, I got
it. It was more than just. It was a major.
See what you get for you call for.
Really?
Yeah, well, it means they fought, by the way.
Really? Fight.
At one time, at one point last week. Kimberly
I thought that part was kind of odd. What the hell does that mean?
Major falling out, yeah.
You take 4 points.
They got in a big argument.
Again?
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
The reason is Shan writes like a girl. So major falling out means they had an argument.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that. I know that they haven't been too close for a while, but I don't think I have to do anything. They had a fight, huh? Wow.
Well, major falling out, that's what it means.
Was there blood? Was it major? Major was actually in the
and a private was there too. I think major. Well, he quantified falling out. How did he quantify falling out?
He didn't.
No, he said more than just falling out. He said like a major falling out or severe. I don't know. Bring it up, man.
So we have to find a new place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I read. Yeah. So I was going to suggest my place.
You should go, man. Fuck, I'll go.
We're not supposed to talk about it until we get there tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'm not there tomorrow. But anybody asks, Wu's house is cool. That's lots of room. Goodness, owns the place. Actually, Kev would be great. I don't know if Kev wants to share.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Kev. Fuck, yeah, hell yeah. Let's see Kev. Halfway in between, man.
That's true.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I'll vote for that.
See, this has recently been brought to a head by the fact that she's had a major falling out with Donald.
Oh, okay. We're going to read it carefully.
You know, when I read that, I thought, was Donald the only one who defended her? So that's the you bastard. Well, Kimberly is a bitch.
What do you mean the rest of us? What about you?
I have never said anything.
I wasn't against her.
Let me clarify.
I kept saying a
fucking bitch.
I believe you. Pretty much the only one who said that.
Donald. I mean, Kevin was. I mean, fuck. Tick was totally against.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Please. He never said anything.
I'll hold her, you Skinner alive. Believe is what he said.
Really?
No. But yeah, he was. Yeah, he didn't. Well, I believe you both of the same ilk, as they say. There's certain lines that don't cross, and that's one of them. Just, you know. Excuse me, Kimberly. Could we get a divorce? You know, if you have time to get that man's penis out of you. You know, upload this as is, right?
Yeah. It's not like anyone's ever going to listen to us. It's like 20 years from now, someone's going to listen to it.
Actually, part of it. But I wasn't there, so I said,
I was in Boston and Singapore during the whole Shannon fiasco last time.
Sometimes I listen to them, and I'm pretty amused by it, but they are kind of long.
Well, yeah, they're like 4 or 5 hours at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an email in Boston saying that they were broken up, and I got an email while I was in Singapore saying they got that together and I hadn't gone home at all. So, okay, well, fuck, I didn't get the choice to voice my opinion.
Did you want to say anything?
Yeah. Good riddance, damn it. I never liked her. I guess I'm not.
She has done an awfully big.
What do you mean by big?
She got large.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, like she eats a lot because she's depressed or something. I don't know.
Well, I thought
But she can't eat.
I thought she forgets to eat or something like that.
Forgets to eat and can't eat. Remember, because everything makes her nauseous.
Maybe the fact that she's not walking downstairs limits her exercise. No, we just mean. We just being mean.
That was just pretty mean.
No, I actually never had a problem.
I never had a problem.
In the beginning, the only problem I ever had was in the relationship with Shannon, the fact that Shannon dated, you know, Donald as girlfriend.
That's true.
Kind of wrong.
Yeah, but
that's just wrong. What about the code?
Right, true way, you know. And let's face it,
whatever floats their boat. Right?
Who knows what really happened? It's Donald, for God's sake. So,
what are you saying now?
I don't know what really. He never communicated what really happened. I don't know. Do you know what, how, what kind of relationship Kimberly and Donald had?
No, I didn't know Donald that well. I didn't even know they were dating.
Wait, actually, that was after a year.
No, but they were dating before I knew him. I think.
But you never talked about it.
No, we never talked about it.
Yeah, never. I don't know what you guys said. I only had one good conversation
with Donald the whole year.
I certainly don't know if it was sexual. I have no clue, man. I have no idea how far it went. It could have been that.
All the boys guys. Of course he doesn't have sex. He was also a gentleman.
I have no idea how far it went or what kind of emotional attachment that means. They were, you know, friends. Infinitely
long. I am trying to stick it for you, Donald.
I have no idea.
No matter what it sounds
like. I don't know.
Yeah, this is all
so, there was that. So, I was a little bizarre that Shannon, you know, was dating Donald's girlfriend. And then...
Well, she looked a lot different, too. I didn't even know.
She did?
Yeah. Well, I only saw her, like, once when we were gaming, and she had, like... Actually, she was kind of big then, too. She had really long hair. I mean, it was like
scary long.
Scary long. Well, you know, the,
like longer than Julie.
Oh yeah, it was like down to her butt or.
Well,
farther. Julie's
down to her butt, like the back of her knees. That's sort of long.
Yeah, maybe. Well, and it was really long. Thing. Julie, I haven't noticed it was that long. Maybe.
But it's thin. It's not like most women. I mean, most women have long hair. They have thicker hair, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I mean, blonde, she. You know. Kimberly definitely had very, you know, long, you know, a lot of hair and long.
A lot of long hair.
she just seemed more, you know,
hairier than now. That's all he's trying to say.
She just seemed someone more suited to Donald. That's true, but I didn't know they were dating. Well, actually, no, I knew they were. She was referred to as Donald's ex girlfriend.
Oh, when she came with us, she was already ex girlfriend.
No, I never gave her that.
What?
But she came around a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Early on.
I don't know. I remember being told that I met her, though I don't remember meeting her. So whatever.
Huh.
Maybe it did a Thomas Eddie, you know,
yeah,
transformation.
I didn't know she came. She played games with you guys during summer. That wasn't here. I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't there when she came with us.
Yeah. I don't know.
And apparently she played after.
She did?
Yeah.
She was in Urzel?
Yeah, she was in Urzel. Must have been like the first, you know, whatever time.
It's not the first. The first I was there. It was only the guys. I was there from the start. I missed like the summer.
Could have been the summer.
So it was like a circle jerk first time.
Not enough. It was like a triangle jerk.
I was just individual first time.
Sausage fest, we called it. They hide the sausage.
Yeah, I missed that first semester.
Hide the sausage. No. Now, there were actually, first Urzel game had quite a few people.
Thomas Eddie,
Melhoff.
Right?
Yeah. Shannon was there. Eric. Was Billy there for his first game? I think he was there for his first game.
Really?
Billy. Alex.
Oh, yeah, Billy was in the first campaign. I don't know if he was in
the campaign. Yeah, there's that Alex person I keep forgetting about.
And Matt.
Never met. Matt Seidel?
No, different Matt.
Okay,
UCLA
there was
Matt.
There was another Matt, that's true.
UCLA Matt.
there were like eight of us. First game. Quite a few people.
I know Bill wasn't there in the beginning, but he was there somewhere in the campaign. That first campaign? He wasn't in the beginning of the campaign. I just remember because I talked to him about. Yeah, discussion about why he didn't play Urzel. I think we were in Kips talking about why he didn't play Urzel.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was there for the first.
Yeah,
maybe not.
He had a character.
He was in it. He was definitely in the first.
I mean, there was the whole first campaign. I missed.
Yeah.
Because when I got there, it was like
new,
you had these new characters,
new
and you were talking about your old character, and so I was like, what?
Yeah, I think Kip joined like in the middle of the first campaign, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Billy was there pre-OD. I'm not sure if he was there for his first game. Were you?
Yeah. Bolton was there, right?
The new guy. What was your name again?
Bolton, right? Ron Palmer?
You
don't
know Ron Palmer.
Yeah, you role-played Ron Palmer. Remember getting up and picking him up? You laid there simply.
Remember Chicken Mage?
No, I just think they remember my first character in the group.
Wild Mage?
Wild Mage. Was it Wild Mage or was it the, actually the Wookiee would have been first.
Wookiee was first, yeah.
Well, the Wookiee was unconscious.
The whole campaign, he was unconscious.
Oh, what a monster.
Just like Laura.
No wonder I thought it was. It's Harrier.
The Harrier off on
Alright, where were we?
Ultraman.
He attacked you.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
I think of something to distract him with. You gonna hit him? Pietro?
Oh, me? Yeah, it seems like a chance.
It's your turn right now.
You can wait and let someone else go.
I'll wait.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I have an idea.
I'll whack up my sword. That's pink.
Okay. Kind of wet.
14.
It bounces off the sport shield. Whoop.
Obviously. 15 is the break point.
Fine.
Bounces off his body.
But that empowered the what is it? Energy blast.
So it's like 8 points now? Or 10 points?
10. Yeah, baby.
Maybe.
No, Jack.
Not against that body.
Wait, what's this body?
What the fuck? I rolled a 14.
4 decks.
I rolled a 5.
Then you rolled a 5, he does damage. What kind of crazy skills does he have?
He actually hit, and his body is giant.
Rapier.
Actually, you do damage.
Really?
You do 2 points.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to check my number.
You're weakening.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, check my
no, he had a force shield up. First attack, he's got a force shield up, which makes him a
little. Oh, first attack every round.
Okay.
Yeah, you should go every round, damn it.
Not bad. I don't want to fight and get damage.
Well, I did. I loosened the jar.
Yeah, you should keep doing that.
See what I do before you do
not have to empower your energy blast. 2 points.
I think he should have done something.
Oh, can you take away
done,
more powers?
I would have done damage 14.
Just keep taking away his powers.
What action is it?
Like his powers of recollection.
Distraction. Oh! Take out the power of the blinking lights. So it won't blink anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Short circuit that. Tink,
go in there. Come on. You could try.
Go in there
and
rip
a
wire.
You could roll
20. Sort of shoot my gun, but miss and deliberately do something to make it look like I'm a sitting duck.
All right.
You try to look like he's just fumbling, right?
Yeah.
So you, like, drop your gun and go...
Yeah.
You could wait in the water. Whack.
Okay, now this will draw his attention.
I'm going to look like a sitting duck, like I've dropped my gun or the gun has burned up on me or something. Look like I fumbled.
Actually, we don't know that. I don't know that the fight means Jack.
Yeah, only Eric knows that.
It's a metal.
I just keep attacking.
Only Eric knows, obviously, about the construction and the color.
Construction of the color?
Of the life. This is what it means. No, I don't mind it. Actually, the initiative's going down too. But he's really fast. Okay, so he will attack. Oh, actually, attack you.
So yeah.
Now I have you! Die!
Nimble little minx, aren't you?
Yeah, so we'll do anything.
Hope it doesn't do anything.
One, so two, seven, 13. No damage.
Didn't she?
Okay, what do you want to do?
Nimble little minx. So, is Shannon going to keep being with us?
Yeah. If you can get her right, sure. So he said he's
to be the beginning of the end, personally. Beginning of the end for him. For
yeah, well, relationship-wise, yeah, no, sort of things happen, yeah.
You mean beginning of the end of what?
Of him being allowed to play with us. Yeah.
because it's just going to get more and more of a hassle for him to get out of the house on Saturday.
Julia
house
and Austin, yeah. Did not approve of me having an ex-girlfriend as a friend. And slowly, she left my... She's no longer part of my life.
Choked the life out of that relationship?
Yeah. So that was that. Basically, she didn't approve and, you know, made it difficult and it just didn't happen. I mean, I could have made a choice and said, you know, I made a choice from you guys and Julie. I mean, obviously, you guys.
They're more of us.
But, you know, ex-girlfriend and present girlfriend. Yeah, present girlfriend.
We have strength in numbers. Sorry for the gun I dropped and shoot him again.
Okay.
Very poorly.
Okay, so you both have a force shield. Dave.
Nice!
Aha, he says!
Fuck!
What'd you roll?
Nine.
The hits, but his body is not. You don't do enough.
Hopefully, I can do something. 15.
Other people are so effective. They're like, the freaking numbers. Donald was doing some crazy. What was Donald doing last week? He had some crazy skill thing.
Do 4 points.
What was Donald doing last week? He had some skill that, like, really min-max things, like crazy.
What? Donald min-max? No
yeah,
way.
Donald.
Why are we laughing?
We haven't dissed Roe or Pitt yet.
I think maybe we should upload this.
I don't think ever listens to it.
So, Donald last week was doing some kind of special attack. I think it was Donald. Doing some kind of special attack. Somebody was doing...
Donald's doing, like, trying to do critical blow.
And then that's a...
Right here. Critical blow.
Ability?
No. Well, you can take, my plus two scholarship, and then,
you see, people always do fancy stuff. I'm thinking, man, I should be doing that.
Let's look at the table.
Yeah, occasionally I suggest it.
But, you know...
It's one of those things where... if you do it occasionally, I don't care. You do it. It's like everything. If you try to do it, use it a lot, eventually you get annoyed.
So the fact that I'm rolling every time without doing anything to it, that's so easy.
No, this is annoying.
17! Fuck! I'm going
to say it. You're going to say it. Thanks, bro. Keep that.
You're right, dude. This
is his turn. Let's see if he notices. He rolls high. 13? Nah, not yet.
You whack him?
Okay, so now he's on 3.
Okay.
He will attack.
He's
using
his
attacks a robot.
Come on, let's face it. If his goal was to destroy the robot, putting the zero didn't really do the job, did it?
I'm not so sure he's going to do enough damage.
Save the robot!
Yeah.
Damage. He's sitting on the dock.
Oh, that's true. He's not moving.
Wait, does the girlfriend come back and drag him away?
No, he teleported the girlfriend away.
Wait, how far?
I'm seeing very far.
Oh.
Is Ultraman concerned about doing crop damage?
No.
Not his property.
He's going to damage the dock. You better not mess with my boat, man, because I will just dissect you if you fuck with my boat.
No, you roll high.
8.
No. He hits the dock. The dock sinks. My boat's attached to the dock.
We got
dock.
A 6 power. He doesn't really know.
Is it attached by now?
Well, actually.
Yeah, it's moored.
Well, you can moor it before the whole thing sinks, right?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm thinking dissect it would be better.
Oh, yeah.
1 point?
Harder,
though. Robot to negative 1.
Okay. Is it bleeding to death?
No, definitely.
Leaking oil?
It's leaking oil.
Leaking to death.
No, it's not leaking to death.
My turn?
Well, it should be, probably. Yeah, your turn.
It should be.
Can we talk anytime?
I will.
Yeah, more or less.
Alright, well, Tink, save the robot!
Alright.
My turn.
Strangely, Tink goes on your turn.
Strangely. But I say that so that he hears that before he goes.
Okay.
How tough would it be for me to teleport my robot?
God damn you, I just said Tink was going to save the robot.
So you saw a teleport thing. unless it breaks down. So, unless you roll 3. Or less.
What I want to do is let's say there's an effective range around Ultraman.
All right.
I want to put the robot somewhere over here where they can still be kind of know where he's at, but where Ultraman will still know where he's at, but we'll have to take time to get there and do anything about it.
I mean, warehouse, so he has to tear through where?
We can put him in the middle of downtown Ocean City. Actually, it's not Ocean Island City. Ocean City would be OC, would be that new city.
Well, okay.
Yeah. You watched it?
So you put him up like while they're up on a hill, sort of propped up like he's sort of
Orange County.
The OC.
Okay.
But it's like a round away from him. Dave, what do you want to do?
The OC.
Is the robot gone?
Yeah.
Never mind, Kink, and I whack him.
You can see him.
Yeah, it's almost waving.
Whatever.
Inviting me?
I knocked down his shield. The rat can hit it.
Okay.
He
still has 0 points, right?
2 points. Yeah, he's using a fear point.
He hasn't taken anything yet.
True, but when he does...
He's taking real damage.
No,
he used hero points.
I thought we did so much he couldn't use hero points.
No, you've never done... You can use as many as your body. So you've never done, like,
a maximum. So, you're going to tell us now what his body is?
4,000.
Well, start off with 11.
So he does have less than 11.
Yeah, now he's got less than 11.
What? Nothing. He's taking real damage.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, he goes up to 11.
He started at 11, and now he has less than 11. Somebody's
more than he took.
Alright. I dodge, I leave.
Actually, that's... okay.
Really? No, you don't... no, I won't dodge it then.
Thank you.
Really?
You dodge?
Well, hell yeah.
Okay. No. He sounds so weird.
It's true.
So it took like 2 days to read.
Wait,
the book.
We know this is a whole.
You read the book?
Yeah.
Well, you
I
know.
Never read
the book.
Tell us? Yeah. Where I read the Disney whatever short version of it when I was a kid.
You guys watch Justice League?
No.
You read the book, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He's actually on the show.
From it.
But. Oh, really? I was streaming tonight. Yeah. Oh, Joy. He's on the show. Justice League. In the gorilla form.
So which Peter Pan did you read?
When
did
so it was
Adventures of Peter Pan.
The Shade.
Oh.
So it's one of it's
okay. Probably the first one.
One of the first ones.
The Shade was in it too.
Because it's not copyrighted.
It's not copyrighted.
It's not one of the copyrighted ones.
Kevin, am I up?
Anymore. your turn. Do you attack?
Yeah.
What'd you find?
Three. It's not one.
Oh,
you missed. You bounced off the force shield.
Three.
Actually, that means your gun breaks down. Because I think all your stuff is a reliability of three.
11?
So you're going to have to spin around trying to fix it.
So I get through it, but do nothing.
11.
Can I do something?
Get through and do nothing.
All right, number three, yeah.
1, 7.
Did you roll three earlier?
No.
We'll ignore that.
So you do a point.
I rolled three earlier.
Hmm. Your turn.
Anti-hero form. AP.
13.
We have HP, they have AP's.
VP's.
6 points.
Yeah, VP's. Why do you use the VP's? That's better. I just don't like to hear it.
Okay, now let's heal those really low. You'll notice that he falls out of power.
You do those really low.
You know, if you tell me, I can have to tear out the light.
That's pretty low.
That's pretty low.
But is that really low?
And the robot's taunting him from up
that's
the
true.
Hill.
That's true. He'll go attack the robot.
Wait, how far is the hill?
You brought
here.
The hero. The robot hasn't gone to
not that far.
Yeah, I know. But it's like,
great. We're going to destroy half of
Round
Island City.
We're going to round City. Okay. 2, 1.
1.
Okay, so it's just right there.
Close that far.
Alright.
So he flies over. Well, let's
keep flying. Oh, Ultraman can fly.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, now it's at -5. So let's see if he does any damage.
The fucking robot?
Yeah. He hates the robot. That's the whole point of this year.
He hates me.
He hates robots that you build.
Yeah, he wants to be better than me.
2 points. Is he destroyed now? Oh, actually, no, he's not.
No, negative three.
Okay, your turn.
Take.
Save the robot.
Make it your mind.
I did. It's appearance. He kept doing it.
He's going to disappear again.
Freak. Take Hubbard away. You would never be in danger again.
You, on the other hand, can make it go a foot away.
I did that deliberately. I can make it go forever.
Alright, fine.
Or you can have Tink do it.
No, I don't know, man. Hey, all you know is I've told Tink to do it. You can do whatever you want, Professor.
Can Tink carry that?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. The robot. I can carry it. I don't know. Can Tink pick up the robot?
This robot?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Did I say how much he weighs?
The Tink can make a crap load of people go 25 miles an hour.
I think I said he weighs like 7, which is his body. Yeah, he can lift up. She can lift the robot, but it's not going to move very fast. Well, actually, there's a limitation.
Actually, she he can follow it at 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, he could just follow that. Yeah, I'm going to teleport the robot again.
Alright, roll.
Teleport it back.
Of course, the Tink has been moving it away at 25 miles an hour, you know, for the last three rounds. It wouldn't be taunting him right now.
Seven.
Okay, so you teleported away. Dave, what do you want to do?
I attack the robot.
Okay, go ahead.
The robot? What do I need to do to... the big robot. The ultra bot. What, hero points. What do I need to do to do extra damage and all that shit? I don't even know how it works.
So 3 hero points increases your...
That.
Your the attack value. So the attack value and damage value.
Okay.
Which, so you have a 9 attack and a...
But I've been hitting pretty regularly. Well, he hasn't done anything.
Not this time.
Oh, why? What's the point?
Yeah, you might roll high.
I can't much. I'll just attack him.
Doubles again.
Uh-oh. Double ones!
Alright, so that was 16, that's 23.
That's not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah,
you didn't? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't.
You didn't even fix your gun yet. You gotta fix your gun, too, you know.
So you do 6 points. Okay.
That's pretty good.
He can't absorb that. There's no possible way. Okay, maybe he can.
Did he?
He absorbed most of it.
Is he out of hero points now?
Perhaps. Blue, what do you want to do?
Maybe not. So it looks hurt.
The light is
dented, huh?
It's pretty hurt. A solid red.
Flying up over the ground.
Yeah, 14.
Uh-oh.
My dog's all clean. You were pretty sneaky yesterday, weren't you? Because you were rolling around that muddy crap over in Bodega Bay. You know Bodega Bay? Some birds?
It's definitely smoky and sputtering.
Well, I've never been there, but...
Birds?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My dad rented the Bodega Bay, the birds, so we could watch it while we were in Bodega Bay.
He tries to flee, so he flies back.
How?
Back out to sea.
Fast?
He's going at 5.
Yeah, baby!
Shoot him. I shoot him.
You shoot him? I thought you didn't fix your gun yet.
Would I have been able to fix my gun as well as use my Omnigat platform?
No.
Yeah.
How many guns do you have? Just one?
One.
I got a pocket knife. A spare pocket knife. You could ask Tink to fix your gun for you.
I know.
I don't know either.
I'll use my other
white
Omni gadget. The second power, and maybe that'll.
Okay.
That'll use
that's the force shield.
That's the force shield?
Maybe.
That would be useful.
I won't be able to set the force shield. Shield, but it will have been used to
To block the power.
To block my power. Now you can shoot. 13. It didn't probably do anything.
Yeah.
So I keep up with him and I whack him in the head.
Just something. Okay.
Should he attack this round?
No, he's just blind. Finally.
12.
Okay. Okay.
Take down?
Yeah.
1 point.
2 points. The robot looks really bad. It's flaming.
That shows them, I think.
Do you finish it out, or do you just watch?
What?
Okay.
Finish it.
Finish him!
What, you think he'll go down on his own?
Shoot it, will.
It looks like he's going to go down on his own?
No, I mean, I'm just thinking of all the old Super Friends I was watching. When the villains run, the old Super Friends just say, they'll be back, and that's it. They don't go catch him
okay.
for some reason.
You see what he did to my doc?
You're a pig. You're just chasing us to the end of the earth.
What the hell from you?
Alright, peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Let's see.
I guess we should bring him in.
Yeah, to justice.
To justice.
Right. Over the Mariana Trench right
well,
now.
Well, or not. Actually, I probably hit on 5. I hit on 5 before, right?
Yeah, I think you just did normal. Body is... Jesus. Oh, wait. Wow. Yeah, 4 points. He crashes into the sea.
Right. Ooh. Tsunami takes out Island City.
Okay, there's a big wave.
I go see if I can... I go see if I
but there is a big wave.
Get him
like
out.
Drop submarine from the sky.
Well,
okay, so it really not that much of a big
no, actually, it's less than a battleship.
Yeah.
Less than a battleship.
Battleship's 12,500.
But your boat rocks.
Damn. Even death.
I go see if there's like an escape pod.
It's
a
roll.
It's
always
an escape pod. It's the humanoid.
I don't know what it is.
He told us.
Is there a person inside?
There might be a person inside.
Well, it could be a remote control. But it
might have been a remote control.
Yeah.
Also,
oh!
Double two.
16.
16. You don't see anything.
Huh.
You fly around.
Look around. No,
it's just an oil slick. You go in the water?
Oh, you know.
You're going to get wet?
I thought you went in the water. You didn't go in the water?
I did. I just checked around to see if we're
in the water. How deep is it?
It's not that deep, right?
You didn't get that far.
And steel systems.
It's about like 100 yards off. So, I'm not sure how fast it drops off, but I'll just say...
It doesn't drop off at 100 yards, but once it does drop off, it goes for miles.
Okay.
It's light, man.
You can see
what island are we at? Honolulu,
the,
right?
The thing? Uh-huh. Escape off?
No, you don't see these.
I think we're on the big island.
So I just look around and see if there, anyone's yes, coming out. Yes, if there is, I'll get them out.
Okay.
The big
call
island
you
is... Minutes. Called Hawaii.
I know. Hey, what island are we on? What island are we on?
We're on the big island. Honolulu is here.
Honolulu. No, you're on
we're
a...
We're on
a
big island. We're on Oahu,
right? Oahu,
yeah. Oahu. Oahu is where Honolulu is.
Yeah.
Oahu.
I thought we were
right.
Across the bay from...
No, way on the other side of the island.
Pearl Harbor.
From Pearl Harbor.
Well, Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, Island City. This is like the island. And Oahu is the top left island. So it's like, and the big island is the bottom right, sort of.
Okay.
Island City is...
Not an island. I've explained this before.
It's on an island?
It's not.
It's a city.
It's not an island.
It's a city on an island.
It's a city on an island.
I know that. No, that's what I'm saying. Island City is like a nature preserve off of the coast of...
Oh, where it actually is? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Some kind of whatever.
It's like, you know, at one point it was attached to Oahu, right? Oahu?
It's on Oahu.
It's on Oahu.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
This is like on Oahu.
Oahu is the
Oahu's
island
the
where
island.
Honolulu is, right?
Yeah.
It's just on the other side of the island. As
well. Right, but I mean, it's separated from the rest of the island, I thought.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not anymore? Oh, originally it wasn't this. Originally it was a separate island just off the coast. The main island. You did say this.
It doesn't matter now.
There's like a nature preserve or whatever.
I did say it was nature preserve, but I didn't say...
Right.
I said it was on...
Right.
On the opposite side of Pearl Harbor from Honolulu, there's some kind of preserve.
Okay, but it's attached.
Yeah, but it's still part of the
island. It's still part of the
island. Okay.
Good enough.
So, do I see anyone? 5 minutes?
After 5 minutes?
No. So, yeah, there's a lot of erosion.
Huh.
A lot
of oil coming out.
Doesn't drop off right away.
So I assume,
Hawaii, the main big island, drops off right away because it's the newest.
Mm-hmm. So I assume it's no one was in there, hopefully. Did you know if anyone was in there? I say, did you know if anyone was in there?
Whoa. What's the deal with that blinking light?
The light last time, see if you can get it out. Okay, I check around
I
the blinking robot, see if it can pry it open somewhere.
I go down as well. I love to swim.
Our sailors
love to swim. 10,000
pounds. It weighs 16 APs, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
16 APs, huh?
So I fly down. I
that's
fly
why
there.
I tons.
Fly into a dive. Swim what? Down.
Oh.
What?
It's only 900 tons. 16 APs.
That's true. I said that wrong. I must look at 3500.
God damn it.
Oh, no. I was looking at cubic feet.
Oh, okay. Cubic feet.
21 APs.
21 APs, huh?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So that's like 50,000 tons.
Yeah, less than that. Yeah, between 25 and 50.
I don't think I can lift 50,000, no.
Anyways,
I think so.
Fly out, dive down, and just start yanking on plates or whatever, trying to yank them open.
Okay.
That was doing already.
Go ahead and roll. You can both roll.
Check them out. 19.
Cool.
Okay. There's a big bubble of air as you flood the pilot's compartment.
Pilot in there?
He's in there.
I grab him.
We're bringing the justice.
Grab him. Climb out.
Horribly, horribly crippled.
I got him, all right.
Yeah.
All
right. Me? Me? Fly faster.
Okay, fine. I hand him off to you. You can fly faster than justice.
Hospital.
This justice?
All right, front to the hospital. I said, maybe I
look
hospital.
Damaged.
Oh, yeah. He looks really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that reverberation.
So do I recognize that? I've seen him before.
Yeah, it's the Ultra Humanite.
What?
Or Professor
Humanite. Professor Humanite.
So how did he get out of jail last time?
We never caught him.
Yeah, he escaped last time.
Oh, okay.
We were quite
on. Oh, I wasn't there, obviously.
Very on edge.
Oh, yes, we put a hunt in the sea, isn't
he? He endangered a lot, boy. Not to mention the damage he did to the doctor.
Yeah, I tell you, we should have
the robot.
All right, so we're at the hospital.
We guarded
okay.
The hospital.
Well, we'll call the police.
Yeah, he's called the police.
Guard the hospital.
Just a normal person.
He's just a normal person.
He's just a very smart.
He's
a brilliant scientist. But he's a normal person.
And you see what Matthew Broderick did in War Games?
He was just a kid.
Tape recorder and forceps, man. He got out of that.
Like MacGyver?
Exactly. And this guy's smarter than both MacGyver and Matthew Broderick.
Together?
Easily. David Lightman.
He's just a big gorilla. Oh, not yet.
Yeah. You will be soon. None of these cripples.
He will become a woman and a big gorilla one day.
Oh, a humanite? This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He'll transfer his mind to other people.
Oh, I see.
Eventually.
Eventually. Or else he's in jail, he won't do that. Dun,
he was
a... Superman?
Supervillain?
No. He's a Flash Grenadine.
Nah, whatever. He's in jail now. Is he Japanese?
Yeah.
No,
why is
he's turning Japanese.
Why is he turning Japanese? I think so.
Well, Hunan sounds a little German.
Oh, well, Hunan. Hunan. Like Hunan chicken?
It's Chinese.
Exactly.
To unknown
yeah,
origin.
Exactly.
You know, the Chinese are getting raped by the Japanese at the moment. So. I don't think that's...
Yeah, right. But sure, there's lots of people that are sympathetic.
I'm
like the Germans, like the French women that are inspiring the Germans right now. And later we'll get their heads shaved when we liberate them.
And canned.
Hanged?
Hanged.
Oh, hanged. Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Changed head. Hanged. It's all the same.
So you know why he attacked you? Pretty much. He's...
personal business.
Vendetta?
Vendetta.
Okay, well,
yeah, he's got a personal vendetta against me.
He wrote a paper, he needed peer review. This fucker wouldn't publish it.
You guys were college roommates, weren't you? College roommates, always.
Thank God, a little too far.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be the secret origin situation. You're actually both in the same preschool.
Your school project is a little bit better than his, right?
Yeah.
All started back then.
All started then. He's had an inferiority conflict ever since.
Okay. God, let's go locate those
so you can
people we back. Teleported out. What the hell is he teleporting?
I don't know.
Is it like the imprisonment spell in AD&D where you just go down into the center of the earth and...
No.
Just in like a mile away.
With rock. That'd be cooler, though. We'll try that next time. Alright, so we locate the...
Awesome, I'll fight.
Yeah, locate the... Is the party still going on?
Yeah, the fight only took, you know, a few minutes.
The party's still going. Different location. Maybe we should look at your robot.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe you should look at your robot. We can't do anything.
I'll try to go fix my robot so he's conscious again.
Ooh, actually... You don't find everybody else.
What? Who's missing?
Everybody's missing.
What the hell did you tell them?
I told them why I teleported them. Where are they at?
Everybody's gone.
They're a big lump of flesh. The Philadelphia experiment already.
And part of it is a vacuum cleaner.
Okay. When you go there, you can only cross. So